Hi, sorry to intrude. Hi. We're out campaigning for the county elections on the 4th of May.
Yeah, not interested. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a nice day, though.
Rebuffed, bye. But still hoping to be returned by voters on May the 4th. For Conservative candidate James O'Donnell, canvassing potential voters is an event for all the family.
Say hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Theo's over there, my wife Liz, my mum Chris, my father Tony, and we're out canvassing on Landland Avenue. It's heavily contested, so every vote will count on the day.
Thank you. At least you come to my door. They don't always come to my door.
No.
The Conservatives beat UKIP by just three votes to win this seat 4 years ago. This time round, everything's up for grabs. The current councillor, Ian Hopwood, is having to stand as an independent after being deselected by the Tories. So is UKIP's Richard Spencer hoping a split in the vote will propel him to victory?
I'm concerned about all the increase in traffic we're going to have when all these new housing estates are built. I can see that there's going to be massive traffic chaos in Malvern Link.
So do you think you've got a good chance this time around, a better chance than last time?
It's impossible to say, isn't it? I'd like to believe that's the case.
Just wondered if I might be able to count on your vote, and if not, how can I persuade you?
UKIP aren't the only ones hoping to come first this time. The Lib Dems were a close third in 2013. Candidate Caroline Bovies hoping her message on the doorstep can convince undecideds.
They're spending your money and you're not getting consulted about how they... spend it.
No, they just go and spend it the way they want to spend it.
Yeah, this is one of my pledges, is that I'm determined to put the needs of people first and the views of people first above party politics.
I'm Lynn, I'm standing for the county council.
Another one, doggedly doorstepping residents, is Labour's Lynn Lambeth.
At the moment, There's no funding for special needs.
Yes.
I don't know. He's seven. I don't know what the future is going to hold
for
him.
And those are the children that are suffering most from the cuts in schools.
Yeah. I'm pretty optimistic. There are a number of candidates in this division, so that is going to split the vote.
This seat could go to almost any of the candidates next week. Perhaps the key this time could lie in that personal touch, providing that knock on the door comes at the right time.
Yeah, no, we'll keep all this. It's all right, I've got to go because of the football.
All right.
I'm sorry.